Find comfort somewhere privacy reigns and you can be bare, because I would like you to take off your clothes before I get going, or at least loosen anything too tight. You don't need to be. You can choose to not touch, but if you touch, I think you'll love it. I always love touching when I'm dropping and being encouraged to feel good. It adds an extra element of relief and freedom to be caught in the tide of my own pleasure. If you need to do anything to be able to really give in, like lock a door, or set up toys, or get a towel. If you need to make any preparation at all, be able to enjoy yourself physically, masturbate in any way you want, abandon yourself to pleasure and to my voice, please pause now and make that preparation, as this is the last chance you're going to get with me not pouring comfortable words over you. So, I'll give you a little bit to pause in case you need to make those preparations. 5. 4. No, better. 10. 9. No, that's too much. Let's go back to the first countdown. 1. No, that's too little. Let's go back to that second countdown. Remember the one that started at 5? But we weren't at 5. We were at 3, 2, 1. And now that I trust you're ready, we pursue comfort. First step is easy. Not even touching, or at least not yet. Decompress your thoughts. Consider that letting go and touching later feels better than touching right away. So, a little wait is actually a wonderful treat. Just one you'll enjoy when touching yourself is even more enjoyable. Relaxation accumulates, bliss, and a deeper drop, a slower stop, a longer lingering sensation. You reward if you only touch yourself when your mind is in that place. Savor, save, preserve, await. This is a peaceful place from which to proceed. Sedate, safe, follow my voice, and find yourself right where you know you want to go. It's familiar, it's comfortable, and just hearing me speak is enough. Speaking to you, for you, this experience belongs to you, and you can attach as much enjoyment and effectiveness to my voice as you like. Simple, quiet, peaceful thoughts become simple, quiet, peaceful paths into trance. It feels good, you know. The temptation is always there, and of course you know it, slipping away until no thoughts can get in the way of pleasure. Feels so very good, pleasant, and containing such easy instructions. You have no idea just how good it can feel to listen, obey, and welcome my words. And you have the power to find out. We have the power to help you feel it. Better than all that has gone before. Even if you've heard these words before, been listening to this before, you haven't been exactly here before. My words flow in and carry pleasure through. You get to let yourself be at ease, be peaceful inside. A relaxed mind amplifies pleasure like none other. It's all vanishing, except pleasure. Allow your eyelids to lid, to close, to become heavy, and everything outside of you gets to vanish to a deeper and deeper place. Pleasure exists here, and relaxation. Drifting, mindlessness, the concept exists here, but not the mind itself. That is deeper still. You would have to go quite deep to find that. It feels so much better when you stop trying to find anything at all. I turn the key, and click. Your eyes lock. Locked shut, closed tight, tightly spiraling down, keeping close to the walls so you can brush up against them, in contact with the walls of the spiral down, equals sleep. In fact, sleep is very available. Precisely because it feels good. With the lock clicked, tight on your eyelids, the deeper down, the better it is. It's so good for you. It is better for you. Better and better, the deeper down. Irresistible because resistance requires waiting. And the only thing you can or would want right now is to drift. Irresistible, constant, increasing whenever I focus your attention on just how deep you are. And deep is pleasure. Sleep is pleasure. My snaps are pleasure, especially when I say, deeper. Drop deeper down. Those phrases, simple as they are, send that jolt of pleasure through you when paired with the snap. Being here is pleasure. This deep place you end up in. I'm going to let you up. Up once. Up twice. It takes more than one, more than two attempts. Up, three. You can open your eyes. You know you're ready to drop even deeper. You know just what's going on and how this can happen to you, with me. Relax. Easy. Steady. The deepness of breath and the flow of attention, a focus upon me, and sleep. Down, eyes closed and locked that way. A drop, a deep drop, and it needn't stop, it can continue, deeper and better, melting, relaxing, becoming. You find the good feelings and hold on to them, even as you slip into them, warm and pleasurable. My tone slides in and vibrates in your head, just as it should. Listening to me tends to help you feel good, doesn't it? Imagine what else you'll find about how my voice makes you feel, if you listen even more. All the things you'll find out with a blank brain and steady focus on my words. It feels good because you're open. Your body takes all the signals you pick up and amplifies them, transmitting them to your mind, and from there, the rest of you. It feels good, so why not go further and feel better? Awaken when I try for the third time. Wake slowly. Slowly, once. And that's not quite done it. You're falling, falling, falling. Down deep where it feels good. And no wonder you want to be there when it feels so good. Waking up, up, slowly. A second time, up, out of trance. Open your eyes. Good, that's great. Relaxed. Eyes. Oh. Oh. Down. You're relaxing back down, I see. Down. Down. Relaxed and deep. And pleasured and down. Okay. A third time. Up. Slowly. Awakening slow. Slowly, to an awake, but therefore relaxed and focused body and brain, awake. Now awake enough to be relaxed enough to really give some force and power to the command to sleep. Sleep deep, deep down.